Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Sa unang pagkakataon, maging sa men's o women's competition, makikita ang bandila ng Pilipinas sa laro ng World Cup. Nakausap ng SBS Filipino midfielder ng Pilipinas na si Jacqueline Sawicki.
My position is central midfielder, specifically a six on this team. Born in Canada, mother is Filipino, and my dad is Polish. Kind of a unique mix. Parents immigrated to Canada years ago.
Para naman sa defender na si Malay Cesar, malaking bahagi ng buhay niya ang football at isang katuparan sa pangarap di lamang niya kung di nang angkan ang kumatawan sa inang bayan.
My parents are athletes. All my mom's siblings played football. So it's kind of special to also feel like I'm carrying on their dreams and representing them as well as my country.
Hindi madali ang malayo sa pamilya ayon sa 19 na taong gulang na manlalaro. Nagbigay lakas naman sa kanya ang suporta nila.
I'm living abroad right now and to have their support to be able to do this, and they've been encouraging me every step of the way. So whatever I need to do to give it my all has been really important and really special to just know that they always have my back no matter what.
Tulad ng maraming Pilipino, nag-ibang bansa ang magulang ni Jacqueline upang makamta ng mas magandang kinabukasan at pamumuhay. At sa Canada niya sinimulan ang mahabang daan patungong World Cup.
Even before the World Cup, being an athlete and kind of implementing that lifestyle has shaped me immensely. Without football, I mean, it sounds kind of cliche. I don't know what my identity is outside of the game, which I'm not going to stress about now. So the World Cup and just having that goal in the back of my head, and given my age as well, being an older player on this team, is everything to me and has made it's who I am inside and out.
At ang mga natutunan niya sa loob ng pitch ay naging malaking bahagi ng pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay.
Outside of the pitch, you know, that determination, that drive, that commitment that you accommodate as you become an athlete is, you know, that's everything to me.
Dagdag ng midfielder, di maaaring ma-single out kung ano o sino ang naging susi sa kanilang tagumpay patungong World Cup. Ito anya'y bunga ng pagsisikap, determinasyon at sakripisyo ng bawat isang miyembro ng Pilipinas mula sa una hanggang ngayon.
I don't think we can pinpoint one person. Obviously, there are people on this team that are veterans and have been here since day one when conditions weren't as high, standards weren't as high. And there's people that aren't with us today that are still, we still consider our teammates that, you know, maybe didn't make the provisional squad. And I think maybe it's not one individual person, but I think what I remind myself of is, you know, if these people didn't stick it out when things were rough and when they weren't getting paid and when they were doing their own laundry at camp, you know, I myself, for example, wouldn't be here today. For all of us collectively to just remember where we all came from is what's keeping us together.
Dagdag ni Malaya, ang lahat ng ito'y di maabot kung walang support at pag-unawa ng bawat isang manlalaro na bumubuo ng Pilipinas.
It's been a long one, and at times it's been a lonely one, because really the only people that fully, truly understand what we're going through is each other and all of our, just our teammates. And that can be hard when everybody, we're not in camp, we're not with each other, we're all over the world. So it can be hard to relate to people in your daily life. And that is when the intrinsic motivation comes into play and you have to be able to find it within yourself. But I think that is what, you know, separates the great players from the good players, is that doesn't matter where they are, they're going to always give it their best.
Dagdag ni Mile, maaring di kabilang sa mga favorites ng World Cup ang Pilipinas, pero para kay Jacqueline Sawicki.
We all know going into this that we are underdogs, and like he always says, we need to punch above our weight, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. So I think having that in the back of our mind, I think we all know that technically and tactically we might be behind and we might, you know, need more time to get to where we're all driving to get in comparison to the European teams, the Americas, etc. But we all have that fight and that passion and that drive and all the work that we've put in such a small time, and looking at that gap that we've closed, I think that's going to be our advantage in this tournament. And I think he does a good job reminding us that we do have, no matter what people say and, you know, people don't know us, we do have an advantage over people. And I think he makes sure that, you know, he instills that in us and in this environment.
One of the key phrases is win the moment. And honestly, that's something that it doesn't have to be applied to sports. It can be applied to life in general. Just win the moment. And if one moment doesn't go your way, just win the next one and learn from it.
Yep.
At yan ang isa sa mga palaging pinapaalala ng kanilang Australianong coach na si Alan Stajic. Nitong nakaraang taon, nalimitan naman ang playing time ni Jacqueline dahil sa injury. At sa unang pagkakataon sa kanyang playing career, napilitan siyang magpahinga ng ilang buwan.
You know, it's an injury that's become chronic. So I think for me, it was learning how to be a professional on and off the pitch, and readjusting and relearning how I can actually perform to what I know I can with something new physically. So, yeah, and I've always been like, if we're doing hard running sessions till we puke, I don't want to sit out of those. So I think it was shifting my mindset and adapting and figuring out, okay, how do I still be a part of this team?
Para sa dalawang manlalaro, isang malaking karangalan ang makarating sa World Cup. Di masusukat ang pasasalamat sa mga naghahawi ng daan upang makarating sa makasaysayang araw.
When I think about me growing up, I know there were times where she would work day shift and then go straight into a graveyard shift. And then she'd drive me to soccer and then drive me to dance and then basketball. And that's LeBron. And that's what Filipinos are. And everybody knows Filipinos are the hardest working people. And whatever they do, doesn't matter what job it is. They could be cleaning toilets, or they could be working at a hotel, or they could be the CEO. They're, you know, people know that they're the hardest working people. So I think that's what it means to me to represent the Philippines, and a big reason why I chose it. Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
At para sa midfielder, may isang taong sinigurong makamit niya ang pangarap na ito.
It's mom, and I felt like growing up, I didn't show that kind of gratitude because I just didn't know how to. And I just, this is my way of giving back and showing her that I am proud to be Filipino. And even though I grew up in a different culture, I want her to know that this is, you know, this is for her. Her country, and she's blood, and I want her to know that.
At para naman kay Malaya, isang malalim na koneksyon ang natagpuan niya sa paglalaro ng soccer.
Something really special for me is that I never really found a group of people that I felt like I belonged in until I was a part of this team. None of my club teams back home, like I never had a big group of people where like, these are my people, I feel like I belong with them. And so to be able to know that I belong, know that I have this cultural connection with them on the field, off the field, and then when I'm in the Philippines, playing in the Philippines, I can feel that as well with the supporters, with the community, and that's what I feel like I'm representing. I feel like I'm representing our culture and what it means to be Filipino, to be open, you know, everybody's family. Wherever you meet a Filipino, you just feel that instant connection.
Nice nyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.